Dick Wieland in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast, sunny today and a high of 84 degrees. All lanes on I-94 West northbound at County K in Racine County are closed due to a semi-incident. Northbound motorists are being diverted at the County K off-ramp, then re-entering the freeway using the County K on-ramp. The I-94 West entrance ramp from Wisconsin 20 also closed to minimize the number of motorists entering the freeway. That closure is expected to continue into the rush hour. The head of the state Republican Party is stepping down. Andrew Beckett has details.
The Wisconsin GOP says Executive Director Joe Fadness has resigned in order to join Governor Scott Walker's campaign. He'll be heading up the team that's in charge of getting Walker on the presidential primary ballot in each state. Mike Duffy, a Wauwatosa native who was state director for John McCain's 2008 presidential campaign, will take over as the party's new executive director. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The Racine Finance and Personnel Committee this evening will consider a bond refinancing proposal that could end up saving over $1.2 million over the remainder of the loan. A Robert W. Baird executive will explain the water utility's 2007 bond issue refinancing is proposed to save about $110,000 per year over the next 11 years. The committee will also hear about capital project bonding and possible refundings on prior issues, though the potential impact fiscally is unknown at this point. Take note, it could cost you almost $20 more to camp in Wisconsin starting tomorrow. The Department of Natural Resources says new camping fees go into effect Tuesday. Base rates to camp will jump as much as $6, and electrical hookups at state parks will cost up to $10 more. There's also an added fee for out-of-staters to camp. The higher fees part of the new state budget. Two men headed to the EAA Air Venture in Oshkosh were killed in the crash of a small plane in Kenosha County. The National Transportation Safety Board and FAA now looking into the circumstances. The Kenosha County Sheriff's Department was contacted by the Sheriff's Agency in Winnebago County about the aircraft that was almost 20 hours overdue. While Kenosha deputies started a ground search, the Wisconsin Civil Air Patrol was brought in and spotted the crash site about midday in a grassy field several hundred yards south of a residence and in the 16800 block of 60th Street in Bristol. Both occupants were found deceased. Their names and from where they were coming to get to the air show in Oshkosh remain unknown at this point. According to a news release, it appears the crash occurred 24 hours previous to that point. Companies operating in the Badger State will be in for more scrutiny. Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance President Todd Berry says the recently signed state budget provides for more than 100 additional auditors at the Department of Revenue.
Mostly on auditing in and out of state businesses, large and small, both for sales and income taxes. So, and the way they're going to accomplish that is they're hiring 113 people.
The move is supposed to result in the state collecting about $50 million a year in taxes that currently go unpaid. An infant car seat designed to end deaths with hot vehicles is on its way to stores. The seat is made by Evenflow and has a sensor on the harness that sets off a series of tones if the baby is still buckled in when the car is turned off. The seat sells for about $150, the same price as comparable popular infant seats. It's now available on Walmart.com and will be in other stores by mid-August. Traffic along southbound I-94 in Racine County was impacted for a time before dawn Sunday with a vehicle fire along the shoulder in the construction zone. A lone male occupant from Beach Park, Illinois, got out safely and then watched as flames consumed his car. Fire crews from Raymond and Union Grove were dispatched on the call. Dick Wieland, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.